And I can say that this was such a major catalyst in allowing me to lose 25 pounds of this stubborn weight. It helped me get my energy back. It got rid of my PMS. I kicked mood swings and migraines all to the curb. And so I know you're wondering, like, okay, so why is cycle syncing so effective? Hello and welcome to the Balanced Body Podcast. I am your host, Monica Eva, double board certified hormone nutritionist, and I am so happy you are here. After helping thousands of frustrated women who weren't getting the answers from their doctor, we finally found solutions to their health struggles. I also overcame my own hormone imbalances after spending years feeling like a prisoner in my own body. Now I'm no longer just surviving. I am thriving, and you can too. This is the podcast that will cover topics about your health and hormones that your doctors won't tell you. Your best life awaits, so let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Body Podcast. I am your host, Monica Eva, and in today's solo episode, we are diving into the fascinating and powerful world of cycle syncing and really how it can help you achieve easier weight loss, more energy, balanced moods, all of this by simply being more in tune with your body. So, if you've ever wondered, why is cycle syncing, like, why is there so much hype around it? Why has it gained so much momentum over the past few years in the health and wellness community? And really, at its core, cycle syncing is about aligning your lifestyle. So your nutrition, your exercise, your self-care with the natural fluctuations of your menstrual cycle. And the idea is that by honoring these hormonal changes, these hormonal fluctuations, you optimize your energy, you optimize your mood, the ability to lose weight becomes easier, and all of this is done throughout the entire month. And so when I was first introduced to this idea of cycle syncing, I honestly thought it was a little confusing. I found it a little bit overwhelming. I felt like there were too many parts at play, too many hormonal fluctuations that were happening that I had to take into consideration. And so I ended up not implementing it for a very long time. I just thought, you know what, maybe this isn't worth the hype. But then what ended up happening was the strategy that I was implementing, so which was following conventional advice around dieting, conventional advice around exercising, all of that started to backfire on me because what was happening was I was pushing myself so hard with workouts every single day almost. Like, I would work out 5 to 6 days out of the week. You know, I really believed in like this no gym, no days off kind of thing. Like, go to the gym no matter what, move your body no matter what. And you always have to put all this output, all of this energy into what you're doing. And I was also really strict with what I was doing. And so when all of this started to backfire on me, I actually started to gain weight. So it was the opposite effect of what I wanted to happen. And this was why I decided I don't think the conventional advice works, at least not for all of the women. And so I really got fed up because I ended up gaining 10 pounds. It was all concentrated in my midsection, right? Like, that stubborn belly fat was just driving me nuts. And I also started experiencing these monthly migraines. My PMS turned me into someone I didn't even recognize, and so on and so forth. And the energy sucked. And I really was constantly pushing myself beyond what I had the energy for. So this little thing that I went through, it really pushed me back to exploring this idea of working with my hormones, aka cycle syncing, and started working it into my life very slowly. And honestly, I ended up just figuring out how to implement it in a way that didn't feel confusing or overwhelming. And I can say that this was such a major catalyst in allowing me to lose 25 pounds of this stubborn weight. It helped me get my energy back. It got rid of my PMS. I kicked mood swings and migraines all to the curb. And so I know you're wondering, like, okay, so why is cycle syncing so effective? And it really comes down to hormones. Throughout the month, your body experiences these different types of fluctuations with your estrogen, your progesterone hormones, and other key hormones are involved as well, like testosterone fluctuates, cortisol does different things. And so all of this can impact everything from your energy levels to your mood to your metabolism. And when you start to sync your lifestyle choices that are in alignment with your hormonal fluctuations, you can support your body in functioning a lot more better. So I want to give you an example because I know that sometimes this is such a hard concept to wrap your head around. But for instance, the follicular phase. So this is the phase that your body is naturally in as soon as your period is over. So as soon as your bleed stops, you are now in the follicular phase. This is the phase when estrogen levels are rising and our bodies are primed for activity and exploration. And, like estrogen gives us like this superwoman. It's like the superwoman hormone. It gives us this superwoman feeling. And so this is a great time for us to focus on high energy workouts, go after that creative pursuit that you're after, and just really like you literally feel like you can do anything, right? Like this is the time where you catch a lot of momentum. But then on the other hand, during the luteal phase, and so this is the phase that happens right after you ovulate. This is when progesterone levels are on the rise, and our bodies tend to crave more rest, more relaxation. And this is a perfect time for you to prioritize things like self-care, things like yoga, meditation, gentle walks in nature. And so for women, it is so important that we, number one, become aware of these different hormonal fluctuations because it will allow us to work with our bodies instead of against them. And then once we know how our bodies operate, we can then understand, like, oh, okay, this makes sense. This is why, we need to take it easy this week. Or this is why we have these insane cravings for chocolate. Or this is why we're getting a little bit moody. Like, there are things that we need to tweak in our life to get rid of these cravings, to get rid of these mood swings, to improve our energy so we can hit those workouts harder and better when we have the energy so we see better results. And so when we take this approach, instead of constantly fighting against the tide, you can learn to ride the waves and really embrace that those natural rhythms of your cycle, those natural ebbs and flows. And so for me personally, and for a lot of my clients, cycle syncing has actually been incredibly effective for weight loss. And it's because it allows you to align your nutrition and your exercise routines with those hormonal fluctuations that are happening so that you're able to optimize your metabolism, regulate your appetite, get rid of those cravings, and really support your body in getting rid of that excess weight a lot more efficiently than just if you were to hit the gym hard every single day. And so even just this past weekend, I was out for dinner with my family for Mother's Day, and I had a client reach out to me and share that her menstrual cycle has went from a 33 to a 35 day cycle to now it's regular 28 to 29 day cycle again. And so she's noticed that by her menstrual cycle regulating itself through the use of these strategies that I taught her about cycle syncing, or I also refer to it as honoring your hormones, she has had a ton more energy. She's showing up with so much more power in her workouts. And since implementing this strategy for the past 4 months or so, she's also down somewhere around like 20 pounds. And so I think a lot of times we forget, or maybe we don't even know, just how interconnected our hormones are in our body. Remember, your menstrual cycle is your fifth vital sign. If something is off with your menstrual cycle, So if you're experiencing long cycles where maybe you don't get your period every 20 to 32 days, but it's off even by a few days, this is your body communicating to you that something is off with your hormones. If you have bad cramping, where you find yourself like literally in the fetal position for a day or two and calling in sick to work because of the pain, or you have PMS that feels like it's completely beyond your control. You're snappy, you're irritable. It's like, everyone, watch out, be careful. Like, you know, I'm in my luteal phase, like my period's coming in the next week. And all you want is just a tub of Ben and Jerry's half-baked ice cream to make it all go away. This is also a sign that your sex hormones aren't supported, basically. So, I mean, it's never a surprise to me when these women come to me who are complaining about what's going on with their menstrual cycle, but they're also saying that they have low energy or uncontrollable weight gain or can't lose weight for the rest, like no matter what they do. And so the thing with cycle syncing too and honoring your hormones is weight loss is literally just at the tip of the iceberg, because cycle syncing can also support more energy. It can support balanced moods, overall well-being. Like, I have clients telling me all the time just how much their mood has improved. They're no longer snappy before their period. They no longer feel like they're super bloated and their digestion's off. Like, have you ever felt like, you know, you were just wearing a pair of jeans last week and then all of a sudden you put them on this week and it's like, uh-oh, I can't do them up. Like, what? Did I just gain all that weight? That is PMS bloat that happens a lot of the times. And so understanding this is so important and it can change so much. And when you nourish your body with the right foods and you understand how to sync your life with your cycle and you know how to tailor your workouts to match those energy levels that you're supposed to have or that you do have, you unlock the secret power within your body to not only feel incredible, but to also look incredible. So I've always wondered, you know, why aren't more women implementing cycle syncing into their lives? It was because it's not really that complicated. It seems to be that way. But when you have a solid strategy, it's so easy. And I genuinely think that it just comes down to a lack of awareness or understanding. The traditional approach to health and fitness, calories in versus calories out. I'm talking, you know, restricting different foods, restricting time restriction eating. And not that these things are wrong, but it's just a lot of the times these approaches, like hitting the gym hard, all this different stuff, it overlooks the unique needs of a woman's body. And it leaves a lot of women feeling frustrated and defeated. Because we all know how this goes. You try one thing, like counting calories, you join a gym, maybe even hire a really expensive trainer. That trainer perhaps doesn't have the knowledge to show you or to create programming that honors your hormonal fluctuations. You go at it for a few months, you don't see results, you get discouraged, and then think, well, you know, if like society is telling me that caloric deficits and workouts are the way to weight loss and it's not working, then that means nothing will work for me. So I'm just not going to do anything. And I just want you to know that that is the furthest thing from the truth, because what's happening is you're just going about your weight loss goals the wrong way. And this is a trap that I myself fell into as well. Having the experience of the knowledge that I got as a personal trainer, studying the way that the body moves and different movements to build muscle. And so I just want you to know that it doesn't have to be this way. When you have the right guidance and you have the right support and you do the right things for your body, you truly honor your hormones. Anyone, any single woman can learn to harness the power of her cycle and really unlock her full potential. And so this is where programs like Sync come in. So Sync is a program that teaches women my comprehensive approach to syncing their life with their hormones and giving them the tools and resources they need to start balancing their hormones so that they can reach their health and weight loss goals with so much more ease and without all of this restriction and like killing themselves at the gym, right? And so inside of Sync, I've basically mapped everything out from meal plans to the types of workouts and self-care practices that are needed for each phase of your menstrual cycle. And I'm also teaching you how to apply this in a way that's customized to your unique body. Because let's admit it, not every single woman has the exact same menstrual cycle. Things are going to differ, right? Like your follicular phase might be longer. You might ovulate a little bit later, a little bit earlier. Your period might last longer. And so this is where just taking like generic cycle syncing approaches doesn't work because not everyone operates on a 28-day cycle. And so taking in that biochemical uniqueness, because we're all biochemically unique, is so freaking important. And I also want to say that for women who are navigating perimenopause, cycle syncing can be so beneficial. I've seen this with my clients who are 45, 48, even 49, who still have a menstrual cycle, but they are in that transition where hormones are definitely declining. And this is a natural part of life. But at the same time, they don't want to deal with what this transition entails: hot flashes, mood swings, night sweats, gaining the weight uncontrollably. Right? It doesn't feel good. It makes them feel like they're losing control over their body. But when you understand how to also work with these declining hormones and how to support these hormonal fluctuations and provide your body with the support that it so badly needs, you get to take control of your health again. You get to regain control over what's going on in your body. And that empowerment that you feel is so priceless. And so, if you're ready to take control of your health and hormones and unlock your full potential, I encourage you to explore the world of cycle syncing and see how it can transform your life. And to learn more about my program Sync, you can check it out at www.monicaeva.com/sync or just scroll down to the show notes for more info. But just know that your hormones are so powerful. And I mean, I am going to continue saying this on and on and on. Your hormones run the show. You need to start prioritizing your hormones, these hormonal fluctuations, honoring your hormones if you're serious about achieving your health and weight loss goals. So if you literally know that you do not like the way you feel in your body, like you know your energy's off and like it's just not cutting it out for you, because obviously you have things to do. You have a household to run. You have kids to look after. You've got a career or a job or a business to run, or even just, oh my God, like your to-do lists, right? You want to feel confident in the clothes you wear instead of canceling on social events. Start honoring your hormones, and you will see what a difference this makes. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope this episode brought you more clarity around your own health. Please be sure to rate and review so we can spread this very important information to as many women as possible. I can't wait for you to join me next week. I love you so much, and I'm rooting for you so hard.